Tefillah for Life, Shir number 1, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayeschanan. As we walk away from Tisha B'Av, we have to realize that Chazal say that on Tisha B'Av it is Sosam Tefilosi. On Tisha B'Av, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol does not listen to our tefillos. And we have to understand what that means, but that's what Chazal say. And that's the reason why we don't say Tiskabel Tzoloisoin in Kaddish on Tisha B'Av, because Rachmana Litzlan, the Rebbeinu Shalom, doesn't listen to our tefillos. But now we are holding after Tisha B'Av. And now is a time to rejuvenate our tefillah. Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is listening to our tefillah again. And that's the reason why Parshas Vayeschanan is always the Parsha after Tisha B'Av. Because Vayeschanan demonstrates the power of tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu used the power of tefillah to try to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why we read this parsha now is because now is the time to start again with tefillah. When we begin the nechama from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. So let's explain what we are trying to achieve over here. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, the Mashkiach of the Mir, used to say that the best place to put effort is in something that you're doing anyway. And that's a very important concept. Because although if a person has a choice where to put his effort, the best place for a person to put effort in is in Emunah and Bitachin, like we discussed, because Emunah and Bitachin incorporates in it all areas of Avodas Hashem. But we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam 3 times a day. And hopefully we daven more than that when we are faced with different challenges throughout the day. So we are using the power of tefillah anyway. So therefore we might as well put the effort into it. That's what Rabbi Yerucham is saying. Because it is difficult for a person to work on different things at one time. And that's true. But to put a little bit of effort into something that we are doing anyway can produce tremendous results. And that is our objective over here. To try to bring more feeling and more meaning into our tefillos that we say. And to understand what we are doing. And to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for our tefillos. And He wants us to serve Him through tefillah. And that is the reason why after Tisha B'Av we begin immediately with tefillah. Because after Tisha B'Av we go back to the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. On Tisha B'Av, because of the Churban, so to speak, our tefillos are not accepted, which we're not going to explain now why not. But the point is, because on Tisha B'Av it is not a day of Avodah. It's a day that the Beis HaMikdash, the place of Avodah, was destroyed. But after Tisha B'Av, when we have the Nechama, and we work on returning the Beis HaMikdash, now is the time to internalize the concept of Avodah. The Avodah that they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and that we do 3 times a day when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah. We're serving Hashem. It is not about achieving our goals or achieving our wants. We will achieve our wants. But the objective of tefillah is service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodas Hashem. And the more we advance in tefillah, the better our avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be.